Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio of the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Have me a big six at the curb, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if it got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad chick uptown, she was
woke.
Had me messed up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like.
Whoa.
Lost a blue strip from 2/10 like.
Whoa.
Money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like.
Whoa.
Brothers getting bagged on my block like.
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like.
Whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like.
Whoa.
More or less, more so, I ripped your torso, I lived a fast life. Come through in the bar slow like.
Whoa.
My people, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes, like whoa. East Penwick, like whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range, like
whoa.
100 miles an hour, switching lanes, like
whoa.
Plus I'm getting from the chick, like
whoa.
Finger near brother eight, like
whoa.
Team floor, send chicks, like
whoa.
9-9 Jack, Vince Coop, like
whoa.
You keep some cheese lines on your block, like
whoa.
Through your window, money. See me do this, sonny, like
whoa.
Brothers put me through this, sonny, like
whoa.
So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow, like
whoa.
And rip your torso, I live the fast life. Come through in the force slow, like
whoa.
My people, like go, like go, nice go, my flow, nice go, like whoa.
Yo, drop, get the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the new truck.
I'm gonna come get you right now. I'm on my way.
Alright, well, dog, pull up to the fire escape, dog.
Alright, one.
Yo, here's a new one, Black Rock. Fully equipped,
get the fuck out
of here. Bad
hold me down like
whoa.
NCFC, hold me down like whoa.
My man PD, hold me down like whoa. My man B.I., hold me down like whoa. Come on,
now as the record spins around, you recognize this sound, well it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like, with what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. Well tonight's your night. Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line. Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch digger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a Sonic to jazz for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, you're piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Jason has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think that it's wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
At your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather around, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge, both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty.
Come on, I'll do the Humpty hump. Ah, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let me let that bass groove right here. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, dig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a sun, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
do the Humpty hump.
Come on,
do the Humpty hump.
The underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humptiness forever.
This is Renaissance Poetry. Gotta show love to the fallen ones this week. That's what you've been listening to. Shout out to Black Rob, Shock G. Last week, last show, it was DMX. So definitely have to show love to these poets and these rappers and these individuals that have influenced us in a lot of ways. Definitely a special shout out to Shock G being one of the individuals back in the day for me personally that brought a certain amount of fun back to hip hop, a certain amount of you can do your own thing, a certain amount of, you know, I don't have to be like everybody else, let me do this. And that opened up the door for a lot of poets and a lot of rappers to do their own thing. Makes me think of Andre 3000 stepping out of his, you know, gangster kind of thing that he was initially doing, that player thing he was doing, and stepping to his own thing. Shock G, I believe, is the foundation for a lot of that. A lot of respect to Shock G, Black Rob, rest in peace. Now, anyone listening in, this is your first time to the show, this is an open mic forum. This is how we get down. You guys can do anything you like. Renaissance Poetry is the perfect place for that. You bring your best shit. Now, when we say best shit, I say this every show, so I'm going to keep saying it. But I'd ask you to come and impress us. You may want to, but that's what we're asking for when we say your best shit. What I'm personally asking for, what we want to hear, is what your best shit is to you. What energizes you right now, the energy that comes out when you spit that particular poem that's on your heart, that's on your mind, that's in your spirit. We want that tonight. That's what we need. That's how we build. That's how we grow. That's how we share with one another on this show. And I'm looking forward to what you guys bring. I'm excited about it. This week has been through, you know, the ringer for a lot of us. Lots been going on this week. But I look forward to this show so that I can unleash and let go and just allow poetry to do the healing that it does. And I hope it does the same thing for you. And so, with that being said, I want to shout out to the Hurricane, Kimbrella. Shout out to Raji. Both of them on the event page doing their thing. I mean, they are killing the event page. If y'all check it out, I mean, it's just boom, 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 just on top of it. And I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all for that. You definitely put it down on the event page, and it'll make it real easy for me to host the show and do what I do. With that being said, I'm going to bring in the first caller. We have 240 on the mic.
Good evening, brother. Good evening, man. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Can you hear me okay?
Indeed. Indeed. I see you back.
Man, yeah.
You're back on time.
That was a ten, really? Other than normal,
yeah, my bad. Was Joe was on the mic an hour before the show. We running a practice. Joe on the mic. He didn't press one. I'm like, Joe, this is practice, man. What you doing? I said, well, what time is it,
man?
Yeah, Joe, man.
I tell you, man. Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful Friday, man. Glad
to hear
you, I'm checking out the event page. You know, man, Kimbrella. Since Taraji, man, they're really doing it up in there, man. So I appreciate those queens, too. Absolutely.
Already. Indeed, man.
You know Kimbrella, my sister, right? You know Kimbrella, my sister, right?
Hey, man. Hey. Yeah, I mean, she's family with a lot of people, I'm realizing. I mean, she tell me all the time, I'm her brother, but she disowned me at the same time. I don't know, you know. Some days I'm a brother, sometimes I disown. I don't know, man. I'm not always sure what my standing is, you know, kid. And Taraji the same way, man. They be kicking me to the curb, bro. They be, you ain't my family.
Nah,
I don't even know.
Hey, don't talk bad about Sister Taraji. Nobody say nothing about Sister Taraji. That's all I'm saying.
Man, you better not. Better not. She over there ready. She's ready to press the red button.
What you talking about?
Ready to press the red button.
What's up?
I don't be playing with Taraji.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah, man, I'm glad you made it to the show. I appreciate the energy that you have, man. You always bring that to the show, and you're definitely a dope poet. I look forward to hearing you know, all that dope shit that you write. So I'm going to go ahead and let you get through it, man. And I'm going to press mute.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Okay, so this piece is called shocking. I wrote a thesis on how to chop a body to pieces, dump it in the ocean till nothing's left but fish feces. Don't cross me. I'm forensically trained. I can make blood test as a Kool-Aid stain. Make no mistake, you're not the first to be slain. I'm more complex than Dexter. Unlike Hannibal Lecter, I'm no bone collector. The thrill is my trophy. You've heard it before. Man, you don't know me. There won't be any signifying, no threats, no whining. I meet adversity head on with uncanny timing. Don't mess with my money. Don't mess with my food. If I'm on the phone, shut the fuck up because that's rude. As far as crude, I have a PhD, not from philosophies. I've learned that term from my evil deeds. Sheepskins. I've sent more funeral directors' children to college than the state can. I have an escape plan. Wanted posters for me are just a mirage. Like a prom date, fuck for a corsage. Untouchable, not unapproachable. I'm susceptible to a cheering eye. But not while you're begging for your life. Don't fuck with me, young. I ain't playing. I never used a gun. That's just lazy. I'm creative with a blade. It's silent and deadly. I can be a little heady. I can get low, too. I don't attack. I just react to the things that you do. Hell no, I'm not through. I hear maggots. It's like magic silently gnawing on you. As I feast off what's tragic, plausibility factors in those mental distractors. Your life was a disaster before I met you. Forensically speaking, you're not an open and shut case. So I just keep thinking of how to lay you to waste. Sunny days and warm weather. I remember the day I choked you with a boa feather. It may have tickled at first, but I'm like, whatever. You ever met a clever lover who just gets you? Yeah, guess who? I'll bless you, then quest you. Your journey will take time. The time you'll take will be the time it takes to carefully plot your demise. Boo. Such a scary term of endearment. All those many times of hearing it, feeling it, sadly, you're nearing the time. I made a clearing far away, a place where most of the bodies lie. I'll lay my biodegrading materials. This feeling I get is ethereal, but for real, though, I wrote a thesis on how to chop a body to pieces. The last one was as fine as Georgia peaches. The sweetness of tears reached me. A special place on my palate teaches me. I must say, boy, no, the marsh is tall this year. The march is on, my dear. July and flies don't mix. But my forensic antics with Svengali's magic, there's just some brains you can't fix. Slick or thick, can you tell which one is which? Certain fetishes allow me to blend in the mix. Cosplay, knife play, or walk into the night prey. So often they invite me into their domes, then into their homes, then into the passion I find in my zone. If Zane would have known, he may have unfriended me. Truth be told, I'm colder than I tend to be. I told her in a sentence, don't ever lend your heart to me. Silent hearts and body parts tonight, I'll be your entity. The first was the worst. I was only in my infancy. By the time I got to Phoenix, I was going down in infamy. The whispers of my nothings were never sweet. I killed a beautiful woman once because she had ugly feet. I'm not normal in the normal sense of things. But I warn you, I'll spill your guts like chitterlings, sticky things, freaky things. Not as many as COVID did. Chauvinist, I'm a pro at this. My souvenirs are cold as shit. Why be average when you can be raw? My poet bracelet didn't leave any marks. Dark poetry froze through me. Dark poetry goes with me. I never settle for what was me. Like the settlers settled after spilling some tea. I get that enough from their haunting screams. I'll see you tonight in want and dreams. Who thought I could be so mean? I wrote a thesis how to chop a body to pieces, dump it in the ocean till there's nothing left but fish feces. Don't cross me, I'm forensically trained. to make blood tests of the Kool-Aid stain. Make no mistake, you're not the first to be slain. Come hither so I can kill you and bury you again. They say the early bird catches the worm. In my early days, I was catching the squirm. Listen up closely. You have to learn to discern. The lines within these lines get your mind burned. Take caution, check all things to the sweet open-hearted. The strength of mere words may have your legs parted. Your wallet, your cell, your head from your tail. So here's my tale. I wrote a thesis, how to chop a body to pieces. That's my piece.
Yeah, I thought Taraji was ready to push the red button. I mean, damn, son, let me, this man came out the gate and said, I wrote a thesis on how to chop a body into pieces, throw it in the ocean till nothing remains but fish feces. Who the fuck? They pissed Joe off, y'all. What, who the fuck? They got Joe hot tonight. This man said, I've sent more funeral directors' children to college than the state pen. This motherfucker say, I'm more complex than Dexter. Unlike Hannibal Lecter, I'm no bone collector. Now, Hannibal Lecter, my boy, but if you crazier than Hannibal, I don't even know. I'm creative with the blade. I said maggots, like magic feeding on you. Shit. I lay my biodegradable materials. My feeling is ethereal. Truth be told, I'm colder than I tend to be. Don't lend your heart to me. I'll spill your guts like chitlins, people. Somebody go give Joe a hug. Somebody give Joe a hug. It's just out of control. Somebody give Joe a hug. This man had murdered about 17 people in this piece.
I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate that, man.
Oh, my gosh, gosh. I wasn't even ready. My man came through the gate fucking it up. I dug it, though. I dug the piece, though. I'm just sitting back, you know, I got to make sure you all right, but I'm sitting back enjoying the piece, but I got to ask you, you know, you good. You need, you know.
Oh, why man, mellow the cello, man. Somebody. Mellow is a cello.
You too mellow, you know.
Mellow is a cello.
Got, you know, like Hannibal Lecter, he killed somebody, had the whole body on the table. He chilling, eating it. He cool, yeah. Yeah, you got that demeanor. I'm gonna go sip some more of my Uncle Nearest, y'all. Y'all know y'all can hear it. I'm gonna sip some more Uncle Nearest.
Well, like I tell you, like I say, blaming on it because all I got is lemonade today, man. So blaming on that, bro.
Yeah, if lemonade caused that, I'm gonna keep Uncle Nearest away from me. This Uncle Nearest is 93 proof. I'm gonna need you to just drink the lemonade.
Well, that'll calm you down. Really that'll calm me down.
Calm you down, 93 proof.
Well,
then
you
need,
yeah.
Let me send you some your way.
Yeah,
let me send
you some. Yes, indeed. I need that in my life.
Yeah, so y'all got to follow my boy tonight. Y'all see what he did. Y'all see how he came through the game. That's what y'all follow. Joe just came through and burnt everything up and killed a couple people and threw their body apparently in the ocean till it became fish feces, just for y'all, if y'all didn't catch that part. So, yeah. my homie Joe, they did his thing tonight. I appreciate you coming through and showing love. As always, man.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
hope to
it,
see
man.
You next
hey,
show,
you
man,
know.
And bring this great energy and that dope ass poetry.
Hey, man,
I definitely appreciate that.
This is Renaissance poetry, man. This is Renaissance poetry, man.
Yeah, you know how we do, man. Already. Already, man. That's the homie Joe coming through doing this thing. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 615 on the mic.
Keith Eric. This is C-34 Music. Hey.
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing much. It's been a long time. How you been?
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. I'm straight, man. I'm good. I can't complain at all.
Yeah. to follow Joe, the verbal mind dancer, my goodness, that brother's got some wordplay.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, he just tore it up. He tore it all the way up just now. I don't even know what to tell you. He tore it up, man.
Yeah, for real.
Don't get on Joe Bass' side. That's all I'm going to tell you.
No, I'm going to be the nice guy. I'll be good.
Yeah, he said he was forensically trained, y'all. So just remember that. Just y'all don't want to fuck with Joe. He's forensically trained. But yeah, man.
Okay, so
he's
Horatio Cain in CSI Miami. That's what he is.
I guess so. Because
he might as well.
Pieces on how to top up bodies. So I mean,
yeah,
you know, probably got his doctorate in chopology. So I ain't fucking with Joe today.
Yeah, I ain't messing.
So
what
you got, man? What you got going on?
Well, I got this piece because he wanted me to complete or add on to a poem that he called State Count. So I've got my part right here, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you get to it. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called 51 Ain't Worth 50 Cents. Washington, D.C., known for its indecency, wants to be number 51, showing its state of infinite idiocy. Dang, I just learned we had a Civil Rights Act in 1866 after slaves fighting a war for a country never calling them citizens. Classified as indigenous, programmed to stay ignorant. Education was limited to keep us in servitude. Under Illuminati rules where opportunities were obsolete and kept outside our reach, prosperity was not for us. The United States is a corporation where the Constitution has been changed and where the revised one took out America, but no one paid attention to the bait and switch. The promises of mules and 40 acres went. And anyway, would you know how to make some corn or harvest or fertilize and make a profit from your crops? Home ownership means nothing if the government has the land monopoly. I remember raking in lots of money in this game playing, putting hotels on Baltic Avenue and Mediterranean. For those who are confused, that's the hood and I was the slum lord, taking rent every go-round until you couldn't afford it no more. I also own all the railroads, so I'll buy your land of St. Charles and Baltimore. Oh, I own the light blue section that includes Connecticut. Next time you try to get competitive with the king, you better miss, because it's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. So come on down, the price is right for me to reap benefits putting your ass in debt. Now, 51 is the District of Columbia, smaller than Rhode Island, but bigger in debauchery, with dirty secrets in their society of politics, having the bloodlines of relations through a lot of them, even Obama's in. Discovered the distant cousins who are selected, not elected, of presidents who have no relatives as puppets hanging from their strings. Handled by the 1%, also known as the elite, do as they say or be assassinated by next week. What did Wyclef say? I'll be gone to November. To the Bohemian Grove, Camp David, the recycling center. Let us track you down by iRetinas and by votes that don't matter in the census. Let us take your Social Security, your tax refund, and your pensions. So you a preacher under 501c3? Well, we better not hear you're against homosexuals and transgender. Oh, by the way, since 1933, the Constitution has been suspended through the wars that have never ended, so keep your quoting your rights and amendments, like free speech, the right to bear arms, the right to assemble. Corporation rules everything around majority of you. Not take the shot. No, there's no side effects. You blood clot, thinking you got a stroke of genius, but your sign is cancer, as evidenced by your renal failure, preceded by bouts of emphysema. Let's hospitalize you into Walmart, sponsored by FEMA. You were sleeping when this bill was passed behind the toxic mask. Distracted by love and hip-hop ass, you forgot to read between the paragraphs right after the part where it shows the new tariff tax. Are you awake enough to stop taking these naps again? The police state is serving bullet spray and cheesecake. Who's making this a teenage wasteland by putting knees to the neck? Even Aretha these days couldn't get respect, but anyway, welcome to D.C. as a state. In peace.
Yo, I'm definitely digging that piece right there, man. You came through with some knowledge, and I enjoyed how you spit the piece with confidence. You, it's been a minute since I heard you. You know, I like how you like to throw a couple little pieces in there for me. You know, I'm looking at what I wrote here, but I'm going to go straight to what it is that you did that I enjoyed the most. Next time you want to get competitive with the king, you better miss. Everybody knows where that quote comes from, but you flipped it. I think that was pretty dope.
Yep.
What you did, man. I appreciate, you know, how you always drop that kind of stuff in there. And then, of course, let us track you down through biometrics biometrics. And you definitely brought a lot of things to the forefront. The people are talking about the Constitution that stopped in 1933, the wars. And you said a lot there. And a lot of people don't take the time to put that in their poetry. They want to make sure they rhyme. They want to make sure they say something clever. But, you know, you gave us some knowledge, man. So I can appreciate that.
That's what I'm about. I'm about giving knowledge, not just fun, not just talking about other things and being Seinfeld observing. I want somebody to research it. Don't just take my word for it. Research
it. Right. Already. And that's, you know, that's what happens when you compel individuals with your writing. You know, that's what poetry is about. That's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to make our words felt, seen, and heard right now. This is the perfect time for us as writers and poets. So definitely keep working on your craft, doing your thing, man. Hopefully you'll come through next time and give us some more of that.
Yeah, I wish y'all was on every week, but, you know, y'all alternate now. I'm like, dang, man.
Yeah. I can't do every week, brother. I got to have on Friday.
All right.
At least one Friday. I'm
all right. All right, I understand.
All right. Yeah.
All right, brother. One love, one mic.
I appreciate you coming through, man. Indeed.
Thank you. All right.
All righty. All right, we got 901 on the mic.
What's up? How you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm great. What's up with you?
Just chilling, man. Just chilling. Enjoying the show.
You know, it's great to hear your voice. So, you know, I know what's going down. I know who it is. But, you know, let the people out there know who blessing the mic tonight with their brand new voice. Everybody know who it is.
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion.
Already. Back on the mic.
Yes.
I'm glad that you were able to press one
back
and
on the mic.
Come through tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You heard a couple
it's
poets
been a long
tonight.
Time.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. And, you know, you early on the mic, you know. So that's what's up. You know, Joe came through and did what he did. You see double.
Yes, he did.
Doing his thing. And, of course, you know, you on the mic.
So
definitely, the show's is rolling. Definitely rolling.
I see.
Are you enjoying it so far?
Yes, I am indeed. Yes, I am. Your show always bomb, and you have some bomb-ass poets and poets coming out and everything. I love it. Dig it. The vibe
I'm always,
always
appreciative.
Good.
You're one of them. You're
well,
one of the
you.
Great poets to come out. I'm glad that you were able to, you know, get through the night. It's been a minute. So, you know, everybody can hear me praising you right now, so I'm going to let them see why. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. The piece is called Crescendo. I'm just sitting here in this bay window, looking at the reflection and direction of my afro, smoking drawing, riding on high, fantasizing of myself bull riding in a rodeo show. smooth sailing, listening to Marley Wailing, nothing but good vibes that I'm inhaling, non-conforming because I'm a free spirit. My chi, no negative vibes can get near it. My life is cool and smooth like a black onyx deuce, and I'm going to pimp spirit. Don't ask me what's my limit, I'm limitless, and so are my vivacious lyrics. I'm like a beast being released from her cage, seizing your palate better than sage. Have you anticipating what's to come on the next damn page? Presence more awesome than a transformer. Lyrics got you hypnotized like a snake charmer. I made Bugs Bunny offer me his 24 carats. And no tricks up these thigh highs, you silly rabbit. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm bad, but you know damn well you gotta have it. I'm your habit. I tease your psyche like a hallucinogen. I tap and tiptoe into your subconscious. I slay like a babe and eat verses like a savage. My penetration can be as light as a butterfly, yet my stain may require debridement and surgical bandages. I write rhymes for your mind, lyrics deeper than your bloodline. I hopscotch through my growth spurts. On each block I spit a dope verse. Sprinkle powder upon it like a voodoo curse. I spread alchemy throughout the universe. I can spit like Juliet lingering on a balcony, or I can spit like I'm furious wrathfully. My flow drops and fractures jaws. Please believe that the scorpion in me will always bring it to you raw. Don't watch your watch, see I'm timeless. My presence within a room changes the climate. You can take notes for this lyrical assignment. I'm your mic, sweeter than peach cobbler. Shit, I'm thick like cold grits. I can bring a thug to his knees, and with my essence or just a simple kiss, miss, butterfly to you. Evidently you don't know what these wings can do. I fly high in the blue skies, yet come down harder than hell dotting your eyes. Don't fret, I will always keep your e-tip wet. I'll rewind your mind like an old tape cassette. Break it down to liquidate your assets. But hey, I've just been sitting here in this bay window, flowing high with this smooth drove. Tis the time for me to descend earthward as I come down from this crescendo. Butterfly, scorpion, and eat.
Damn it. That's how you come back. That's how you motherfucking spit. Damn. All right, look. I need you to go back to the Bugs Bunny stanza real quick. Just go on, give me the Bugs Bunny stanza right quick. That's just like, give me the Bugs Bunny shit.
Okay. Lyrics got you hypnotized like a snake charmer. I made Bugs Bunny offer me his 24 carats. No tricks up these thigh highs, you silly rabbit. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm bad, but you know damn well you gotta have it. I'm your habit.
Damn. Cold-blooded. Look, she got a whole lot to say. Tease your sight like an hallucinogen. It might require surgical bandages. Shit. Spit powder upon you like a voodoo verse. My presence in the room changes the climate. Hold on, I'm thick like cold grits. Shit.
Yeah.
Come down, look. This you and Joe here killing me. Come down harder than hell, dotting your eyes. I ain't fucking with y'all tonight. Damn. That's how you come back through. Shit,
hey.
I was writing one line and trying to write the next line. Like, there were so many lines back to back. I'm trying to write the line. I'm like, oh, shit, it's another line. Oh, shit, it's another line. Oh, shit, it's another line. Like, just dropping them. Damn. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we keep saying we miss you on the mic. Like, you cold like that, for real. You need to own that shit. Quit acting like you ain't cold blooded.
I appreciate that. And that piece is a few years old. And just trying to figure out what I was going to read tonight, and that one hit my heart. So I'm like, let me go see how this do, how this go.
You spit that shit like it hit your heart for real, too. Just, you dotted some eyes on that motherfucker right there. I know that.
Thank you, Keith. Shit. I appreciate that very much.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you coming through. I'm glad you pressed one.
I'm pretty sure the event page is popping right now because I know Kim dug that shit. She probably got all kinds of extra quotes that I didn't say on that motherfucking event page. I'm telling you. Taraji, too. Go and check them out. But yeah, I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Impressive one already.
Thank
you. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. I definitely hope to hear you next week or next show. I appreciate
all right.
They're going to be next week, people. Next show.
Most definitely. All right. Peace.
Already. All right, if we could go to the next caller here. We have 267 on the mic.
Oh, damn. Yo, what's up? It's Mr. 668. I didn't think I was going to be early in the show. All right.
Yeah, you made it.
Was
man.
Good.
Second time. You came early to the show.
Yeah, let me just say this, though. DMX, Black Rob, and Shot G?
Yes,
I'm just
sir.
Finding out
how
about Shock G. Man, you got to be.
Yes,
this
how crazy.
Crazy.
Yes, sir. How crazy is that?
Man.
All in the same month,
bro. I mean, I heard the music
the
and everything,
month.
And I just, yeah. That's way too much to absorb. Damn.
Yes. Yeah. It was tough last week with just DMX. I had all DMX in my opening. Now I had to fit, you know, Fat
right.
You know, Black Rob and Shock G in the opening piece. It's like, you know, damn, it's just, this is a lot, man, you know. It's a lot for 1 month, you know, already. And then on top of that, you got what's going on with the trial, and you got what's going on
right.
with the young lady that was killed. You got what's going on with the young brother that, you know, the young man that was shot and dropped the gun, and he, you know, released the video for that. It's a lot, man. It's a lot going on.
And then you had, what's today, the 23rd? The 21st was the anniversary of Prince's death. So it's just
right,
like.
Right. Got that.
Man, I wasn't ready for that. Nah, all right.
Well,
I got some new shit.
Okay.
First time. All
right, what's it? You know.
Might be the first time since
we know how
year.
It is with you. You know, you don't be writing a whole lot of shit from you what you tell me. So I'm definitely looking forward to the new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got some new shit.
Already, well, so I'm gonna do what you do, man, and kill this mic. So I'm gonna press mute, and the mic is yours.
All right. Charles Bukowski said, find out what you love and let it kill you. She is a shape-shifting miscellany of femininity and spirituality, both holy and heathen, undoubtedly a puzzle with no solution, delicate and ancient, a well-worn rhythm chopped and screwed. She is a conjuring, more satisfying than the milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard. There's something almost arrogant about the visceral quality in her walk, the texture of her smile when she whispers how she wants to destroy me the way hurricanes lay waste the coastline. And I find myself just marveling at her disposition and in the time it takes to forage the lush landscape of her intellect, I've cultivated a craving for the foretaste in her hello, toying abstractly with the idea of falling into her with no life jacket, wondering if she will come in after me. And to understand why Icarus flirted with the sun is to understand why, to understand there will be splinters to be pulled when you go against the grain, but no one can pound me into a pile of pleasure, shave the words thinly off my tongue and unravel me like a riddle the way she can. I am her recommended daily allowance, freshly squeezed, sipped like the beginning of a new crime, tethered like a dragonfly suspended in her zephyr, drifting for miles between departures and destinations like a train with no thought, quietly begging to drown in her mouthful of ocean, a long, slow death at the back of her throat, the silencing of a trumpet shout rendered mute as she remixes my grunts and moans until I become the rhythm section of a jazz ensemble. And I want to believe that we ache in unison because never has death and desire been spoken so ambidextrously. That's that piece.
Yo, this is a fly-ass piece. I had the pleasure of being able to read it earlier today because I saw that you posted it, so I recognize it. There's so many fly lines here, you know. Who talks about Charles Bukowski? Who the fuck talks about him at all?
That's one of my favorite poems.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to give you love for that. You know what I'm saying? I got to give you love for that just off the strength of that. But my man, you know, you had a lot of, you know, things to say. Undoubtedly a puzzle with no solution, delicate and ancient, a well-worn rhythm, chopped and screwed. She is a conjuring. You know, it's so many lines that, you know, we as poets might use that we see other people use. Like, I had chopped and screwed on something I wrote that was a 420 piece to see how you used it in your piece. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's dope seeing that kind of shit, you know.
Right.
I see what you said here toward the end here, one of these lines that definitely got to me here. Toying abstractly with the idea of falling into her with no life jacket. That's just deep. Wondering if she would come in after me. That is too deep right after that. And to understand why Icarus flirted with the sun is to understand there would be splinters to be pulled when you go against the grain. Like, that shit right there, bro, is just dope as fuck. Now, I've used Icarus before, too, so I'm tripping off this shit. I'm like, I ain't got Icarus in this shit. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I love metaphors that fall into shit that's real clever, and everybody uses things their own way. You put this together in such a classy, clever way, this whole piece. Like, this is talking about love in a way that most black men don't say it, and it's a beautiful thing. Especially for us as black people to hear a black man talk about it, you know what I'm saying, in that kind of way, and make it beautiful. I appreciate that you can do that because we out here, we got that. We ain't just talking about bending over all the time, you know. We can talk about you know, being vulnerable with our love.
Exactly. So
this piece was dope, man, and I appreciate you coming through and spitting such a brand new piece, man.
I appreciate the platform. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. Mr. 668 doing his thing. Definitely doing his thing. One of the coldest poets I've heard, I'm telling you. Appreciate you coming through to the show, man. Hope to catch you next time we do a show.
I appreciate it. I'll be there.
Already. All right, we got a few minutes before break, so we're going to go to the next caller here. Maybe we can fit in one more caller before break. Y'all be patient with me. I appreciate y'all being patient. And holding on the line, we got 267, another 267 on the mic here.
Philly in the house. Hey, Keith, it's La Perla Negra. How you doing?
I'm straight. How you doing?
I'm good. Tired, but I'm good.
Okay.
Yo.
I'm definitely enjoying the show.
Yo, you got Joe the Verbal killing people and... he giving up all the secrets and stuff. Yo, this show is pretty hot.
Got Serena dotting eyes. We got Mr. 668. You know, being vulnerable in love. Look, it's a gamut of emotions tonight. We get to that.
Yeah, they just burning up the microphones, man. That's what's up,
indeed.
Definitely. Yeah. I bought a piece. I think I just wrote this. I don't know. I'm a little off tonight. But, I'm gonna read this anyway. I don't know how I'm gonna follow them, but I'm gonna throw it out there anyway.
Alrighty. So I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this "I've proven my womanhood." Oh, so now you wanna talk? After all my begging and pleading for you to just listen. Now you say you understand. What complete acceptance, man. I really don't care now to have those special moments we were supposed to create. I know I said my shoulder would always be there to comfort your head from the weight of heartache. And it was. My ears would never close or deafen to your issues. And they never did. My body belonged to you. I never strayed. For you is what it craved. My love is still unconditional, but as with any vessel that's overfilled past its capacity of weight, I couldn't carry you anymore. My bowel began to break. Why don't you listen to me? Why is it you overlooked everything I needed you to see? Instead of looking it over, you told me I was your everything, leaving me home while you ran and played, telling me to rid myself of jealousy when I'd call, not thinking for one second. Perhaps she's afraid of some harm coming to you because of the type of job you do. I just wanted to hear your voice. All the sleepless nights because your ego couldn't remember where you stayed until daybreak. You never noticed my heart breaking each time because I still carried on and didn't fuss then. Still to your needs I tend, all while listening to the lies of how you spent those nights. So now, I'm not coming back. Fuck your closure. I know it's a trap. Just because something can be done doesn't mean it should. Because your woman is strong doesn't mean you should test her strength. I'm done. I've proven my womanhood. That's it, peace.
Shit, I guess you told his ass. Damn. All right. That motherfucker knows. Let that motherfucker know.
Yeah.
Said, I don't really care to have those special moments with your ass.
No,
told me I was your everything. And you leaving me,
mm-hmm.
and you go out and play. Never noticed my heart was breaking mm-hmm. each time. I'm not coming back.
Oh.
Fuck your closure. She said, fuck your couch. I said, fuck your closure. I'm not coming back. Let that motherfucker know. Hey, you know, just because I'm strong don't mean you got to test me.
Fuck
that's right. Let that motherfucker know. I ain't mad at you. She said, I know it's a trap. She said, fuck your closure. I know it's a trap.
You know what? That's right. It was for my show the other night on Love Zone, closure or entrapment. I think closure is a bullshit
right.
word. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Just say, your clothes are a trap. I ain't, nah, fuck that. Fuck your couch. I ain't coming over there.
That's right.
That's how it is sometimes. Sometimes motherfuckers, they don't think they got it that way. You know, male, female, they just think they got you in the bag and you got to let them know.
Mm-hmm. I'm done. Fucked up too many times.
Oh,
see,
ready.
I can give you a million times, and after that, I'm just gonna watch you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go sometimes once you get to that point, but I definitely appreciate you coming
mm-hmm.
through. I know you got another show
Thank
that's
you.
Coming up, so let everybody know about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's a couple shows. Y'all can find me Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. He has his Let's Talk About It coming back. So, but tomorrow night is my show.
Already.
And the following Saturday will be his. It's called Poetic Therapy. And that's Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights at 9, co-hosting with For Real the Poet, essentially Janice and Poetic on the Soul Cafe. And that's at 9. And Wednesday nights, The Love Zone with me and my sexy diva, Miss VIP. Y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone. It's Wednesday nights at 9. There you have it.
Already. Y'all notice he said 9 o'clock. I'm the only one that's the outcast, people. It's just me. I'm the one that's tripping. I'm on my own time. Everybody 9 o'clock but me, y'all. Just So y'all know.
But we know you here. We know you here. We coming through. We know you here.
Definitely appreciate it. We had some people call in early on the break. We tried to do our practice. So people called in at 9 o'clock. It was funny, but it's like, I guess everybody do their thing at 9 o'clock on Epiphany, except for me. I'm different. I don't follow rules and all that shit. But either way, it's all good. I appreciate
that's
you.
That's all right. You want to
put
one
on
of them
the
kids
event page.
Doing his own thing.
Yeah. I'm the black sheep like a motherfucker, but I ain't mad at it. But again, if you want to put just your shows on the event page and let everybody know what you got, you know, feel free to do that. And that's what it is. So, people, what we're going to do now, we're going to go into the break. We're going to do a station identification, of course. Then we're going to go into the song break like we always do. We're going to come back with Host Spit with myself, Kimbrella, and Taraji. And we can go right back in just so y'all know what's next. The next person coming up is 540-555. So you're coming in right after Host Spit, and everybody follows after you. So just so you know, you're next. And that's what it is. So we'll be right back. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sonny, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace. Blessings and one love.
We let, yeah. Sip to this.
We let,
hit a split to this.
We
keep it rocking.
Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah. Or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you. Baby, I've been fantasizing, just looking in. As you know, I'm looking for more, and you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slow this way. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day.
I call myself the Renaissance poet because of the poetry I embody, the souls of dead poets in my body that speak through me to society. Even though there's no anxiety, my own thoughts are no longer my sole propriety. I'm designed to be combined, to carry the weight of the black divine. What you slave minds declined, therefore it's black magic on mine, it's black women on mine, and I'll flip all these tables about mine. Jesus placed the caveat, but the universe is the despot that planted me in this pot of earth with seeds that nourish me like Langston Hughes reads. The caged bird sings in me, allowing me to free minds and speak life into the poet with the laureate. Though my laurels are immaculate, I ain't even here for that. Even if my soul is set up for assassination like Anwar Sadat, I'm still the red, the black, and the green. And I'm not talking envy, even though most carry it. I'm the infused weed in your brownies. Sweet highs come from reading me. My voice is deep melancholy, swinging lowered in chariots that carry black bodies like poplar trees, feet dangling. I'm the legacy of their dreams, with the freedom to speak freely, the bastard of blasphemy, with my middle finger in the air as I read, writing, even thinking. We were murdered for simply learning, and it ain't 1870, but black blood is still dripping. They're still lynching, and here's the linchpin. While they murder us, at the same time we're doing ourselves in, looking like a joke, last name black son. 15-year-old shot 4 times. Yes, she deserved to die, and that's not a quote from Samuel L. Jackson. It's a quote from our black sons. We can't see, and it's amazing how in certain neighborhoods, they always grab their taser, but in ours, their guns are blazing, placing knees on necks. But when necks are red, killers are Burger King fed. I said what I said. Black folks' ledger is in the red. Black folks still dead. Poets once dead to society. The Renaissance is the comeback. Whipped backs. Now whip cracks are the sounds our pens make. We break strongholds. Willie Lynch has a stronghold on minds that I'm here to mold. Wordsmiths, this gift. Our prolific spit is the archives of today's generation, like slave letters found on old plantations. This is our Renaissance, and we are the foundation, solid stone mason, and we're trying to kick doors in and spit consciousness to your conscience. The avenging poets are at the ready, but unlike the Avengers, I don't yell a symbol. I say, already, Renaissance. And we're back. This is the Renaissance Poetry. I'm the Renaissance Poet, and you know how we get it in. This is how we do. We come straight in after the break. We do what we do. I'm going to bring in, you know, my co-host. We got Timbrella on the mic. How you doing, man? How you doing, sir?
Peace, peace, my brother, man. First and foremost, I got to give it up. Rest in peace to Black Rob. Rest in peace to Shock G. Obviously, rest in peace to DMX. You know, we're losing some pillar artists that really contributed a lot to not only the music industry, but some of the pens that, you know, are coming up on this mic. We've all been inspired by their artistry. Second, man, the first half of this show is bananas. Like, my voice is hoarse because I actually was shouting. Like, listening to them spit, they got me so hyped. I mean, just one love to everybody that hit the mic. I love what y'all bring to this platform. We love to have y'all here. Thank you so much for all that you do. It's so appreciated. You, my brother, that piece was phenomenal. Just the understanding of why you are the Renaissance poet, what Renaissance means. And I mean, I want you to go back to that line where you said, whip cracks are the sounds that our pens make, like right around there. Just give me that back.
All right. The Renaissance is the comeback. Whipped backs. Now, the whip cracks are the sounds our pens make. We break strongholds.
Willie Lynch has a stronghold on mine, and I'm here to mold.
Damn. Yo. Let me tell you something. Honestly, these pieces, including yours, like, I'm taken back. You got to give me a minute to even just sit in it. Them lines are so powerful. I mean, how you tied in, you know, what's going on currently versus, you know, where we came from, what Renaissance is all about, you know, letting them know who you are, why that name is even tied to who, you know, who you are. Like, I'm speechless. Like, I really am, like, so proud to be a part of poetic peers such as yourself and a family such as the ones that come through each and every other Friday to share this platform with us.
It definitely has been that kind of energy tonight. That piece there is the one I finished up right before the show ended. I guess I've been working on it a little bit. Obviously, it'll probably be one I tweak from, you know, going forward because I just finished it. But again, it was one I wanted to spit. It was in my spirit. You know, I hope it came through, you know, properly for those who heard, you know, what I was trying to get across. But definitely,
heck,
you know,
yeah,
that's what we do. We spit what we feeling tonight. We spit what's on our heart, what's on our mind. That's how we get down. So, yeah.
You spit the hell out of that piece, brother. Like, I cannot wait to, I'm so anxious for that playback. I cannot wait to go back and listen to this because what's coming on this mic tonight, like, it's profound. People, you know, you could tell people have leveled up on their writing. People are, you know, taking their writing to the next level. People are taking risks, doing what they do. Like, this is what it's all about. I love it. Thank y'all so much.
Indeed, indeed. I'm thankful for our post that came out tonight. So, with that being said, without further ado, batting down the hatches, people. You know, we need y'all to board your windows up. Whatever you got to do, you know, if you got to put sandbags in front of your house, it's about to get down. We got Umbrella on the mic, she's about to do her thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. See, this ain't for oohs and ahs. I do this for the culture. So grab your swabs and take this conscious throat culture, allowing our kings and queens to see eye to eye with the rise of our pride and rubber band snapback spit that flex your figurative flow and spill that message so they can snap back spit. Make them lace up them knowledge of self boots, balance that left and right side of the brain, pull them history pages back so they can grasp that spit, that side eye at your college professors wanting to get your cash back. That keep the crime rate low, stop the violence against our own by aiming lyrical gifts to freedoms, amplifying speakers of the spirit so we can blast that spit. That break down barriers and walls, hold up mirrors and strip down layers so they can no longer mask that spit. That spiritual chest move with the divine sight on the enemy's next move, unblocking blessings and saving minds from doing the dead man's float in their own thought poles and peeling mental caps. That spit, that George Washington ain't president. Christopher Columbus did not discover America. Abraham Lincoln wasn't even thinking of freeing slaves. See, in 1862, he wrote to Horace Greeley stating the paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union. It is neither to save or destroy slavery, so you better detach that spit. That strengthen your spine so our people can claim their shine, clean the grit and grind from our faces, spill the truth all over their culture, vulture, OSHA, and hazmat spit. That Toussaint Overture, John Horse, Gabriel Prosser, look, listen, and watch the power and demise of their revolutions and understand why they're confused and replenish our youth with that pro-black spit. See, because it's time to break grounds and build foundations that will give her that myth education and revoke his myth education and begin the circulation within our own businesses. Because I'm getting tired of witnessing them calling us liquid money. Because, see, their currency, our currency fluidly drip, drip, drip into a pool of anti-us hands that still brand three-fifths human upon ours. And it's all because we don't realize the real lies we've been eating and drinking since we were knee-high from the school textbooks and religious teachings to our way of thinking, and that we're reeking of organized confusion, inappropriate behavior used for amusement. See, we're like mere racetrack horses. When that gun goes off, they watch us run, kicking up dust in the eyes of our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, daughters, and sons just to get by while they bet and collect from the systematic plot and threat that we shall never overcome. I even heard them call us savages because of the deadly averages and statistics they display us making of one another by our very own hands. 400 plus years steered by divide and conquer brainwashers to protect their lives and evict hope from our eyes, where they spin their vicious cycles until we despise the very skin that we reside in. But it's time to turn down those inferior whispers and deliver wake-up calls that'll make those altar 33-degree Freemasons pause. See, we interrupt this ruckus so you can understand who you are, because a new year, eyes, ears, and minds are wide open as we're soaking up these airwaves, mics, and book publishers. So we better start saying something to unplug the masses from the distraction before we lose traction and slip right back into the days where Rosa refused to park. See, they're looking to play with us like monkeys, but I'm giving these racists some righteous bars, interrupting these calculated programs of reality TV, money cash holes, designer clothes, and big egos, because karma has an arm in it, bench pressing its own weight, yet still light enough to boomerang and circulate back to the same muscle that hustled its steroid flex with a puffed up chest, because the urgency to correct the mishandling of weed with a darker flesh has far surpassed a motherfucking protest. This is not a test, and no longer shall we request our divine right or your head nod, because you are not God or even God-like. Despite the symbolism and images that attempt to brand our psyches with blemishes, and I only submit to he as a vessel through his agitating, placing my feet upon the same pavement where my brothers and sisters were being stained and slain with injustice, to give them something called breaking news. And you can get a good look at this melanin hue, because we ain't going nowhere. In peace.
Shit, is there any mic left?
Shit, let me, break it. Sister Taraji, shit.
I don't think there's any mic left. I'm going to bring out a whole new mic here for Sister Taraji.
Hey.
Here. Shit. You got all the bars and all the knowledge. You went back to Abraham Lincoln and the first president. And shit, I mean, Rosa refused the park, giving righteous bars. Like, you just, it's too many lies. I can't even go through all the lies. You literally destroyed.
Did that.
I'm trying to tell y'all, if your house is flooded, it's your fault. I tried to warn you. I tried to let y'all know. It's your fault.
I put it on the event page, batting down your hat, just hold on to your
wings, honey. I tried to tell them. But everybody don't be listening. Everybody don't listen. She whooped somebody's ass on that piece. She literally pulled out the belt or the switch and whooped somebody's ass on that piece right there.
Y'all, you out of control. Y'all got
you
me
out
over
of control
here screaming.
Look, you
like,
done made this
seriously.
Motherfucker go get his own switch and then took it and whooped his ass. That's all I can say. With this piece.
Oh, I can't.
So, Taraji,
I'm
going to let you go ahead and.
go ahead and what? Huh.
I'm going to let you go ahead and follow that, because, you know, we know how you get down, too, so you might as well let you go ahead and destroy the rest of the mic. I'll just unwrap a brand new mic for the next person coming in. Because, you know, that's how y'all do it.
Y'all got me hyped. Y'all got me standing up, okay? Let's go.
All right. Alrighty, well, shit, we're going to take advantage of that, and I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours, Sister Taraji. Shit.
He stood there on the side of the road, holding a sign that read, "Homeless will work for food." Now, skepticism kicked in, and just for a moment I thought, he's homeless with no food and no shelter. Where did he get a marker to make a sign? Now, this thought process quickly disappeared as I said to myself, I could be standing right there in his shoes. I watched him as he stood in position, looking at me through tired eyes, realizing that the system has mangled his manhood, left him for dead, stripped him of all his dignity.
see, and he still had enough guts to ask me, sister, could you please spare a dollar? And I stand here, reaching and digging to the depths of my bag, give, and it shall be given unto you is what I rehearse. Pay it forward, love first. I am my brother's keeper. And what you sow, you shall also reap. So I decided I wanted to be the reaper of a good harvest, and I wanted to plant some good seeds. And he thanked me kindly as I placed four quarters and some other loose change in his hand. And I said, you're welcome, my brother, because I'm truly understanding. And on my best days, four quarters and some loose change from where he is. Now, we called her Miss Sassy. When she was 18 years old, she had so much promise. I'm going to be an accountant someday is what she used to say until life happened. She started moving too fast, and she got with the wrong crowd, and you want to know what's going on in her life now? She's 35 years old, and the only thing that she's counting is the number of babies she's producing. She's got five so far. She married a man that pimps her out to pay the bill. I watched her as she beat the pavement like a door-to-door salesman, searching for a way for her children to eat, searching for the fork in the road where the ends meet. And she put her uniform on, designed by Hoochie Mama Inc., because tonight she's got to hit them streets, and she's got to hit them hard. Just so the $2 pimp she calls her husband and her children have food, a roof, and a car. I watch her silhouette as it vanishes off into the night, and tears roll down my cheeks. Because as she gets farther and farther away, I realize she's about to sell her soul to the mean streets. And on my best days, I'm one soul sail away from where she is. Now, see, these ghetto tales, they keep me grounded, reminding me I don't have to be a product of my surroundings, and just so you know, I'm not judging. But I got to be the change that I want to see, and maybe if I keep my light shining, it allows others to see, encouraging them to be dreamers and visionaries, entrepreneurs and believers, helping to cancel out the deceiver, making the determination that we win. So I got to stay tuned in. And in reality, without God, I'm four quarters, some loose change, and one soul sail away from where they've been that's in their shoes. My peace.
So that's how we do it. We all just coming through with the murderous ass shit tonight, I see. Look here, not only have we missed your particular spit, but that fire and energy that you spit with has been missed. I am so glad to have heard it tonight. I'm so glad that people out there can hear it tonight. It has been dope so far tonight. And look, listen to everybody. Sister Taraji just spit. Y'all don't realize how big a deal that is. Sister Taraji just spit. I'm just hype off of that alone. I mean, shit. That's just amazing in itself. This show has brought back legends. I'm so proud and happy that you came through and did your thing, Taraji.
I told you I was coming. I'm back, y'all.
Already, shit. Yeah, she's back. You know, we got Kim killing it. We got Taraji killing it. Shit, I did a little something. So you know how it is. You know,
no,
we did our whole spit.
No,
we're gonna go back.
No,
huh?
Wait a minute.
What?
Before you mute me, that piece you spit was dope. Like, I was in here fighting the power for real. Like, don't be talking about a little something. That was, man, look. Okay. I'm gonna calm down.
You know how I do. But I'm glad everybody's hyped. I'm hyped. We're going to go to the next caller here. I appreciate my event page hostesses doing their thing. You know, they're killing the event page. You know, y'all show them some love. Let them know that y'all appreciate what they do for y'all, how they hype everybody up. And I don't want to, you know, make a host spit too long, so I'm going to go to the next caller. I appreciate y'all, Kim and Taraji, doing y'all thing. Y'all too cold. I'm glad I go first, get myself out the way, because y'all just too much.
Please,
y'all
stop.
So I'm going to go to the next caller here. We got 510. Wait a minute. Let me get this right. Shit. Let me go back up here. We got a lot of calls. We got 540 on the mic. All right.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Mimi.
Indeed. I'm glad you stuck through. Appreciate your patience. You know, it's been a hell of a night.
It has indeed been a hell of a night, and I'm back writing again, so I hope I add to the fire, goddammit.
See, you always do. Every show, you always do. We look forward to you spitting, too. I'm glad that you continue to come through and bless us with your words.
I appreciate it. It's definitely been helping the pen move, so I appreciate y'all more than I can say. It's been a long time since that pen has been moving, but this 30-30, I'm proud to say that I am in 23 poems deep on the 23rd day. So
that's what's up.
It feels great. I'll be honest. It feels great to be writing again. But I'm not going to.
That's a lot of poems.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. Not all of them are spit worthy. You know what I'm saying? but they've been written. Let's say that. They've been written. That's for sure. They've been written.
Right.
I know you have a line of folks waiting, so I'm going to jump right in. This one was from day 19, and just let me know when you're ready.
All right, well, I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
This poem is titled, My Inbox is No Country for Uninteresting Men. My inbox is no country for uninteresting men, but that does not stop them from crossing its borders in search of a better life. I am sure they see my beautiful rolling hills, lush valleys, ample fullness, smile bright as the sun, and convince themselves that I am the one, the cure for what ails them. So they journey forth, past all other lands that could be deemed home, even those more suitable for them than I, until they reach their desired destination. My inbox. And though the territory is foreign to them, nowhere along that journey, if they contemplated this approach, did they consider what matters most, the landscape they see? Me. Would I be welcoming? Interested at all? What would it take to be successful in this place? Not just what they hope to gain, but what can they give to cultivate this new land? I am greeted with the generic, though sincere, hello, beautiful. And that is the extent of their plan. I wonder if they notice that my responses are deadpan, not because the compliment is not appreciated or even because the sentiment is debated. I mean, sister does radiate beauty now, doesn't she? It's just that the greeting is not new to me, and truthfully, it's tired. But I'm kind, so I respond, and I wait. And I hope. But nope, it doesn't get any better. If I thought my response was deadpan, well, these dudes' lines are even deader, and any hope I held on to is too quickly ruined by a million inboxes asking, what you doing? I just want to reply with shaking my damn head. That's what I've heard it said, that conversation is a lost art, and it's true, because far too many men rarely get beyond the physical part, thinking that calling a sister beautiful will gain them access to her body, her sex. But there's no thought of her heart. And, well, that's the top of my list. You saw my body in a pic, and now you want to touch it. But, beloved, I am so much more than a juicy ass and big hips for random dudes to covet. Yet men stay trying to sneak across my borders and wonder why a sister keeps putting up walls. So why I appreciate that y'all think I'm beautiful or sexy or you like my curves. The dry conversation and focus on sex, that shit just gets on my nerves. And once I don't return the flirtation, all I hear is cricket sounds. Y'all stop trying to butter me up when you realize you can't bed me down. I mean, damn, y'all don't even try. So I won't even apologize if what I'm saying sounds condescending, because it's obvious your attention comes with salacious intentions, so I hope it comes as no surprise. that while we are happy that you applied, your citizenship to this body of land has been unregrettably denied. Try again, and you've got more to offer. Or better yet, don't, because this sister won't miss you one bit, taking up time and wasting inbox space and shit when you have absolutely nothing of substance to say. It's going to take more than generic compliments and sexual innuendo to make me swoon. The art of conversation is definitely a lost one. I swear I hope y'all find it soon. And that's that piece.
Damn, all right. Well, shit, let them know. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I don't care.
The first line,
if you could give me that, because I'm tripping. The first,
just when I said,
very first stanza, just give me that shit.
Yes, my inbox is no country for uninteresting men, but that does not stop them from crossing its borders in search of a better life. I am sure they see my beautiful rolling hills, lush valleys, ample fullness, smile bright as the sun, and convince themselves that I am the one.
Look here, when you said they try to cross over for a better life, I about lost it. I was like, you said they crossing over for a better life, y'all. Shit. Oh, she got him in the ass right now. Oh, damn, that about took me out. She said
that one was funky. That one was personal and fun.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, I got you. But it's just the thought of it, you know, that these motherfuckers be doing it this way, obviously. And
all the time.
It's just the way that you write it. It shit got me. And
I'm sure I'm not the only.
You know, you got the guys, you know, always talking about, hey, beautiful, and that shit. You know, definitely see that all the time. You know, you ask, what can they give to cultivate this new land? Hey, beautiful is the extent of their plan. And you said, this greeting is not new to me. And you wait and you hope. And then you said, the ruined by inboxes ask what you're doing. And I'm telling you, I heard Arnold when you said what you're doing. For whatever reason, I heard Arnold. What you talking about, Willis? I heard that voice for whatever reason. But I'm just saying, this whole piece here was so dope, just the way you put it together. And it's so, you know, straight to the point, but yet the way that you use the metaphors and similes is so clever, descripting and painting these pictures. I literally saw motherfuckers trying to cross borders illegally and shit. So you definitely wrote this piece, man. I appreciate that you took
Thank
the time.
You, I
saw motherfuckers getting arrested
me.
And all kinds of shit with this piece. So, yeah, this is a dope piece.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Already, I appreciate you, like I said, being patient and taking the time to wait and spit the piece. I know some other people out there loved it. I'm thankful that, you know, we get to hear, you know, new poetry from you on this show, and that, you know, you feel inclined to spit. So very thankful, and hope to see you next show.
Always.
Already. That's Mimi. You let you motherfuckers know. You're liable to get shot crossing her border. She don't play with y'all like that. We're going to go to the next caller. We got another 540 on the mic.
How's it going?
I was straight, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Mr. Automatic Character Man, guys, Bill on the mic in a while. I thought that I'd just come on.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I just want to say I love the poetry that I've heard, you know, especially the revolutionary type poetry. I'm more revolutionary, poetic, but, you know, I write about anything. I write about love, I write about anything, you know, but I put more power into revolution than I do anything. So, yeah. I was digging it. I was digging them revolutionary type poems with you, Cabrera, Taraji, you know. I mean, everybody. My man, C-34 Music, Joe, the brother, mind, you know, heavy hitters, you know. I call her Southern Belle, Serena Butterfly, if I miss any names, you know. But yeah, it's been. And that lady who said, "Don't ever come across the damn border, or you get shot." So,
that's what I got out of it. I'm just saying. He literally saying that. That's just what I got. You know, I'm just saying. You cross the border, it's illegal. You're liable to get shot. That's what I got out. That's what I saw in my own vision when I heard her poem. That's all I'm saying. Y'all just be careful out there. But listen, Ellis ain't fucking with y'all. Mimi says she got bullets. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. I know that you've been listening to everybody. I know that you appreciate all the poetry tonight, man. I definitely appreciate you coming through. And, you know, since you're so hype, I know you got something, so I'm going to let you go and get to it as well. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours, brother.
Okay. This is a freestyle. It's called More Work to Do. Setting among the union, black national thoughts that begin. But we're trying to get justice, and we are looking knee on the neck with the total disrespect. But more needs have been no other neck. More other black people could not breathe. Could not breathe this injustice, leaving us a salty taste. Like many people who have died. Like Sandra Bland that could not breathe. So it's a bigger trial dedicated to them. Dedicated to all the people who have been oppressed. Even when we start celebrating, we got to remember that it's more work to do. Even in this case, looking at the murderer, his eyes are going east and west. Can't believe it. The separation going from his chest, feeling that he's privileged. When everything is finished, with those new bracelets awaiting for him. Can you feel the heartbeat of many black people who have died and got no justice? In Minnesota of all, Philando Castile, who did not get any type of justice. As his sister cried, it was worldwide and they were denied. Black nationalism, put your covenant with your God. If I put mine with my God, because you'd be lynched. It doesn't matter what religion that you are. So the only thing that we can ever do is be together. See what how things change when we come together, when we demand things? When Maxine Waters is talking about make them feel uncomfortable and they got mad at her. They got mad at LeBron James for saying accountability. Because they're not used to accountability. That's more work to do. And the official, the initiating, dropping more time bombs in the judgment, the plaintiff, and the defendant. Everything is so frequent. Do you mind? You separate the blind from the only kind. The video has built the outrage. Has became the front page for war. We will not be ignored. We are the revolution that exists. So get the gist. That knee was on the neck of every black man and woman who has suffered, still got to fight. See, we got to stay on code. Because there's more work to do. When you saw the bracelets, I said, more work. When you saw him about to go to prison, I said, more work. When the trial was trying to get that guilty verdict, I said, more work. When he smiled and put his knee on George Floyd's neck, I said, more work. When every black individual who has been oppressed 400 years and counting, there has been more work to be done because freedom is something that we all want. And we all get, because without fight, without revolution, we will never get justice in the end. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Lynch, ain't get his in the all in, but I've been dry.
Hmm. All right, brother. I see you. You got that political and that vibe going on with you. You know, I appreciate that same feeling, man. That's how you felt tonight. That's were you moved before? You know, you heard other people, or the other people kind of push you in that direction before you did your freestyle tonight.
I was happy about. I was happy about the verdict, but I was never comfortable. I felt like, okay, we won. Like, okay, they're not going to abuse us anymore. You know what I mean? I feel like we still got to fight for those who didn't get justice. As far as being black in America, and it's truthful, it's an everyday fight just to survive because the rules don't apply to us. It's evident.
Yeah, that's real, man. That's what it is. We definitely have to keep dealing with the judicial system that we have, the way things have happened, you know, throughout history when it comes to, you know, what we have to deal with the police, what we have to deal with being sent to prison unjustly, what we have to deal with being sent to prison for amounts of time that are longer for us than it is for our white counterparts. There's a lot in there.
Right.
That we have had to deal with, and you know, we're at a place where it's funny to say we're tired now, like we weren't tired 500 years ago when we were jumping off ships. But I just want to say this to anybody listening: we like to say we're not our ancestors. Let me tell you what: our ancestors shot themselves while fighting wars to not be slaves. They were not soft. So just put that out there, you know. With that being said, brother, I appreciate you coming through. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. I hope you continue to enjoy the show. Hope you're all ready.
You know I'm starting shit. So.
I ain't going to let you do it. You know I'm going to put you on mute. Like one, two, three, mute. I'm going to go to the next caller. Here we got 216 on the mic.
Why y'all mistreating my little son?
If that's what mistreating is, I guess I'm going to have to keep doing it. He ain't going to start shit on my show, Mama. I'm going to put him on mute. He going to get muted. He know it. That's why he laughing. He going to get put it on mute. He going to get put it on mute. Yeah, I said it just like that. He going to get put it on mute. I ain't going to let him do what he do, but yeah.
Okay, then. How you doing?
I'm great. Glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you came through. And I hope you're enjoying the show tonight.
Man, I done changed poems so many times, and you didn't sit up here. And then I just got to looking at some poem you got up here. You just sent 3 days ago. It was like, hey, I mean, wow. I mean, you just doing a damn thing. Seriously.
Oh, you're talking about my 420 poem? Yeah, the 420 poem was, I wrote that last year, and I put it up there again for 420. I just think it embodies, obviously, the day. I really enjoy that poem. It's special to me, so I'm definitely going to keep posting it, 420. But before I let you get to it, I'm going to let everybody know you got 8 minutes before overtime. Overtime is for the extra people who have called in. And right now it's popping. We got a lot of people on the line, so I'm going to get everybody in tonight. It's going to be a full show. But we have overtime for that very reason. So if you're listening in, we're going to get you in. We'll make sure of that. So if you're listening on a computer, though, 8 minutes from now, you're going to get cut off. No more show for you. You got to call in. If you want to keep listening to this great poetry night, you want to call into the number 319-527-6300. When you call in, you don't have to press 1 if you just want to listen. You don't have to do all. You don't have to worry about me trying to pull you in randomly, try to make you spit and no bullshit like that. That's not what we do. You press 1 if you want to spit, if not, and nobody's forcing you. So that's how we do it. You got 7 minutes at this point if you want to call in and continue to listen to the show. If not, I'm glad that you came out. I hope that you enjoyed the show, and you're going to be cut off in 7 minutes, and thank you for enjoying the show. This is Epiphany Radio. I'm going to give you the little tagline. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. Peace. I'm going to give y'all that because y'all going to be out of here. But, yeah, back to you, Mama O. I'm thankful
that
you came through tonight. I love hearing you, you know, do your pieces. You always come with something for me. So I'm excited to hear what you got tonight. You say you keep changing your pieces, but I know it's energy field, whatever it is you're going to spit.
Whatever
you're
going to
spit, energy field. So.
Yeah. Y'all kept making me change my mind up in here.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and do something.
Okay, well, I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
I'm going to do this piece, No Balls and Shit. And I'm going to mix it with another piece. So here we go. Can I speak in dialect like my great-grandmother? They call me crazy because I love to distort the English. They call me ignorant because I love to speak my pidgin. Love the broken English and the patois. They laughs at me and says, learn to speak the language. I laugh at them and think, huh, you don't speak the language so well yourself. But I can speak in dialect, like my cousins in the marketplace. Like my grandfather who could fix anything that was broken. Like my grandfather who couldn't fix his broken English. I know their Bible and I know their words. Me, I can use them quite grandiloquently and proper too. I could speak well if I chooses to. But I know I had an order, if as I do, uppity and highfalutin. They will say I've been reading and pretending I think I'm better. But I say, don't pay that no attention. Pay attention to the beauty of my unique expressions, the importance of my lessons. When I give you a metaphor of African wisdom from my ancestors, when I speak, I give you a peek into the depth of my tongue. Ignore the speech and teach. I reach for the best of the speech for a reason. There's a reason that I tell you this here for. I break all their rules, and I may sound like a geeky, but I'm not a fool. I just love breaking their rules. But as they say, some things are sacred and I act dumb to catch wise. Ain't they surprised when my actions show my level of skills as I perform on stages and rant my rages? Yeah, I can speak in dialect like my forefathers. Yes, I can. It's my own way of holding on to what we created out of this bastard language called English. But if you thinks I'm stupid and dumb, you must be stupid and dumb. Because where I come from, we needed our code to survive the cold, to survive the abuse, and it weren't no use in speaking in proper order when your intentions was to run towards freedom's border. But when you take a check and recollect, you may see and you may agree that we drop rap in your lap. And all that dialect now gets respect. So, yeah, I can speak in dialect like I'm supposed to do. And this defiant language we created for you, planted it in you as you grew. Funny part ain't so funny because seems all these so-called proper folks is now speaking this way too. About them pale-faced folk. It's like we the art they life is imitating. The way it goes, I'm going to run my mouth because there's a right way to speak English wrong, right? Tell the truth and shame the devil because they don't get it right. They say a good imitation is flattery, though. But I don't feel they so good at doing me. I speak to you in dialect cheering. Rap, patois, hip-hop, pidgin, broken English, if you will. Just do it till you feel it in your bones. Keep creating a language of your own. When those people call you crazy, show them your paper. Tell them to keep on trying to catch your vapors. And your dialect, remember, when they try to diss you, they really want to be you. So miss me with the dissing, my feet you should be kissing. Dialectical talk is the language of our African soul. We used it in days of old, so express yourself in broken anguish. Bond with your bad self. Say it loud. Bob Marley and others, get on down. Salute James Brown. Too many, too numerous to mention. To all them that want to be hotty-totty, they ain't nobody. So don't pay them no attention. Yes, I can speak in dialect. Of course I can. Can you? And that's that piece.
Listen here. I just want to be able, when I get to your age, to spit poetry with that much joy in my voice. Like, I want to be able to feel my shit just like that with a smile on my face when I spit. I want to be able to laugh in my piece like you just did. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's how you spit, mama. Oh, shit. When I speak, I give you a peek into the depth of my tongue. You know, I love how you said this here. There is a reason I tell you this here, foe. I'm talking about bastard language we called English. She said, you think I'm stupid and dumb? You must be stupid and dumb. Look, Mama O is going in tonight. I ain't playing with you. I love how you brought that energy into peace, but how you brought the broken English and spoke it the way that you did, with the dialect, with the change in your voice, with the change in your rhythm, with the real deep-rooted accent. Like, that shit is dope. I fucking love it. I love when you come through and spit pieces like that, Mama, for real. Like, you kill those pieces that you give us with that backwoods kind of dialect and that energy that you have. Dude, you spit that shit. You spit that shit right tonight, Mama. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, you inspire us all to come and do what we do. We wait for Keith to come on and bring our best shit and our most creative shit or whatever we need to make you feel like, you know, we love you and we know that you want the best from us, and that's what we bring. So I love you for always being here.
I appreciate you saying that.
Okay.
I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot to me because obviously that's what I want to bring. You know, I'm here for the poetry. You know, I'm not here to try to create some type of platform or make money or any kind of shit. I give my night for this energy, for this reason, so we can have a good time. This is what I'm here for. I'm glad that y'all feel it that way. I'm glad that y'all receive it and that y'all bring it right back and reciprocate the way that y'all do. I'm thankful for y'all more than y'all understand. And I hope to hear you
and
next
all
week
them who
on
don't
that show.
Understand that, we ain't going to pay y'all no attention.
I'm not. I ain't got energy for them. I'm here for the right energy. Y'all don't come through, that's y'all fault. Y'all got fucked up energy, that's y'all fault. I ain't got shit to do with that. I do what I do here. So that's what it is.
All right,
so I appreciate
then.
You
love.
Again, Mama O, for coming through. Already. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next call. That's Mama O on the mic doing what she do. I'm going to go to the next call. We have 323 on the mic.
Man, blessing to everybody before me. Man, your piece was hot. Everybody, the host was hot. This is Sincere from Los Angeles. What's up, my brother?
Hey, man. Look, tonight was one of them nights, man. People came to spit. People came to
man,
spit.
You gonna, man, I'm going to need a passport. I'm going to need security.
Look, I got to pour me a little bit more Uncle Nearest right now, man. I wasn't
look here, Mama.
Look here,
Mama's bringing the Caribbean dialect that we want to smoke, you know. So we won't make one thing that we pawn. We will pass that vacation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mama O came with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she did.
I love how she spits pieces like that, man. I love when she has that energy. When you can hear Mama O smiling while she spit.
Bro, man, this all
like,
love.
I want that shit. I want to make it to her, you know, age and spit that way. It ain't a guarantee
absolutely
that any of us can make it, you know, to live that long and enjoy poetry that long. It ain't no guarantee. But to have that kind of love for it at that point, bro, I want that. I want that shit.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah. That being said, man, I appreciate you sharing the show and doing what you did, man, throughout the couple of days and all of that, man. I know that you're ready to spit because you're excited and shit, so I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Just don't know. Not one single star came from my enemy except one. Love you even though you know that you are made to hate the stars I fall underneath my life and my live wire. What happened to the work our parents put forth so we were not even seeing the animal's teeth bowling down our backs? What happened to the laws that are supposed to protect us from the evil that man and men do for a profit and sales of human lives? Song of a singer, a broker, broken, born to reshape the regular rebel in us for joy of being able to stand on our own two feet. I assume too much. Ask the Lord today to forgive my chains of Cain children after the flood worldwide. And we still suffering for the loving of the Lord. Well, to love our neighbors, just don't get it. What happened to our freedom to explore and be able to create our utopian reigns? Often don't see the world around me except for money runs the Middle Earth court kiss. Still, allow nature to mature and balance out between brethren and sisters' cries for mercy and satisfaction for hard work from thy hand, from thy land that produces a lot for us all to eat from efforts. Love those who love your soul. Then again, age isn't a real number between flux of flies and lies of rotten apples inside the hearts of few who seem to put materialized things of thorns before birds and seagulls. Passport to Passover. Basic passive heats that beats down around 12 p.m. Bomb high noon. Western Hemisphere. Hear me to dinner, guys. A white devil cave babies after birth of restrictions of free will. I just don't know anymore. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
All right, sure. You do what you do, dropping that knowledge on us, man. You know, what inspired
that,
you? What inspired you to write that piece there, man?
It was besides the people we lost in the industry and just in that and just seeing the world as changing before me and speaking to a correctional officer who just retired, a brother in his 50s, and he was sharing some knowledge and part on me and the things I've always was thinking of, and he just confirmed it about human trafficking, our brothers and sisters who died between 18 and 24, what they're doing with the organs and selling them. So it just kind of hit me with the what's going on with the, excuse my language, the fuckery that we've seen to keep us blinded by the real truth of what they're really trying to do to control the narrative to stay in power because they're losing their grip on the world and society that we live in. So that's where that piece came from.
Oh, really, man. You know, there's so many things out there that inspire us to write, and we have to be able to get our voices out there, man. So, you know, you being able to write that way, being inspired by what you're inspired by, definitely inspires other people. So I'm thankful that you came through, man, and did what you did, because I'm sure it'll inspire other people to write. And iron sharpening iron, as we do on this show. So I'm thankful, again, for you to come through and big up other poets before you even spit, because, you know, that's a humble thing to do. A lot of people don't do it. And, again, hope to see you next show. Hope to, you know,
oh,
see you continue to share the love out there, man, and do what you do. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, man. But, again, I appreciate you coming
one
through
love,
tonight.
Man, one love, man. One love. One love.
Already. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. We have 909 on the mic.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is me, Bella.
There she is again, people. There she is again. How have you been?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for asking, sir. And you?
I'm great. Look, after listening to the poetry that I've listened to tonight, I am even better than I was. Look, it has been a great night of poetry.
Yes, I was listening all throughout and heard a lot, and they were amazing poets.
And I imagine that you have come to add to that, so I'm not going to hold you up, Bella, because you cold-blooded. You ain't going to catch me slipping like you did last time. I wasn't ready last time. I'm ready now. So I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. The Breathing Constellation by Mibea. Take a deep breath and hold it. I've done that many times, and it's liberating. I even dug my own grave once, twice, maybe too many times, before any of you can understand, before any of my appeals mattered. But no one can really see the reasons behind all this, and the only question is, do you think you are ready to find how deep is my tumulus? Breathe out, then take a deep breath, hold it. Can you see the marks on my flesh? Streaks of aurora borealis rip the brachial artery, creating tainted linear constellations. For every exposed pore shows the entire picture of my breath, and I am not ashamed, not nearly, for they burst out into a billion particles. My body is the only universe I know where each fibrous follicle represents I. Now, breathe out and try to take a deep breath. Hold it. Can you fly? Can you see me now? Do you still see me as a hidden shadow? My penumbra is hidden behind the sky, too afraid to show a glimpse of my eye. You might see the dark matter cooling down my anemic cheeks as my lashes fan in slow motion. So breathe out, then take another breath. Hold it. Can you taste my becoming? Once you lick the kernel of my tongue, reality will flash back into you. The salty aftermath of my mist will linger inside your hollow breast. Would you like to experience the plunge? Dive into the depth of my Mariana. Let's abandon my frozen cosmos. Come, open your arms. Can you swim? Hold my hand. Take a deep breath, because this might be your last.
Okay. Shit. Just tore that right on across. This stanza where you have the aurora borealis, if you could just give that back to me one time, just that little stanza right there.
The aurora borealis. Where is it? I'm sorry. I can't see it. Streaks of aurora borealis strip the brachial artery, creating tainted linear constellations. I like to play with metaphor and abstract poetry.
Indeed. I love it. I love that type of poetry. I love when you paint pictures with intellectual stimulation. That's right up my alley. The other pieces of parts that you said in here, my body is the only universe. Can you fly? Can you see me now? You might see the dark matter holding me down. Can you taste my becoming? Like, you had a lot of lines in that piece that were very intriguing and very, you have the ability to paint pictures, you know, with the cleverness that you have. I love that type of poetry. It's right up, you know, my alley, as I said before. So I enjoy hearing you. I'm very excited, you know, to hear you again. Of course, you did not disappoint. That's a beautiful poem. I definitely, as a matter of fact, if you felt comfortable enough to put it on the event page, I'd like to see it on the event page, give everybody a chance to read it. And if not, you know, I guess we just have to check you next time when you come to the show. And I definitely hope that you come through next show.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and I have mad respect for you guys. Thank you.
Already. Definitely appreciate that. Appreciate you coming through again. Hope you continue to enjoy the show after this. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. And, again, hope to see you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Already we have 410 on the mic.
Hey, it's Rain. I am like over the moon over here. Like, I don't even know how to act. Y'all are showing the fuck out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of showing out tonight. And I imagine you came to add to the showing out while you talking. I ain't fooling
you. I don't
you.
Know.
You got me the first time.
That,
the very first time you came to the show, you got me. I've been ready ever since. I'm telling you, I'm
no,
never going to be unprepared. You're not going to set me up, you know, for the banana and tailpipe. Oh, I just ain't, I ain't ready for all these people, these dope poets. You ain't going to do
you
that
know
to
what?
Me. I'm ready.
I wish I had a skill that you have for my piece tonight. I wish I could sing. I can't sing, be forewarned, but I am going to attempt about five words. But
you know what? Do what you got to do. It don't matter. Look, everybody don't enjoy everybody singing. I'm sure somebody out there think I suck when I sing. Or somebody like, look at his ass singing again. Whatever. I don't care. I'll do what I do. Shit.
Listen, at this point, I'm on such a high from everybody else. I don't really, you know, it is what it is at this point. Everybody else is so fucking dope tonight. I'm so hyped.
That's
I know you got
up.
A lot
That's
of people
the
on the line,
want,
so I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, I'm gonna press mute. Mic is on.
This piece is called Home. I think the artist singing something like, "All day I dream about." Not that cut. I think it went like, "Jumping off the moon, falling into you. The stars burn bright with envy and constellations dare to bear witness, molesting us with their persistence, and I persist. To swallow the quiet thunderstorm rumbling in your chest, tongue twisted in the midst of this metamorphosis. Hurricane growing intense as I wrap my taste about the pulsating pauses, capturing your bated breath. The carnality is almost palpable. Eagerly reading the bend in your back as I lap at the base of your begging. Swooning at the sound of our colliding hues, dancing to the groove of midnight, falling into noon. I travel the landscape of your persuasiveness, brushing libidinous kisses upon the nape of your neck, tracing your lobe with tongue tip, collapsing softly into your decadence. Riding your magnanimous wave, grasping for gravity only to crash against the shore of total abandonment. While an intensity crowns the thick of your fingertips and a bidding nestles in the sting of your palm print, branded red upon my pretty round pound cake. A storm is brewing and we could feel it coming. So we take turns brainstorming. Moving in and out of the storm's eye, playing Russian roulette with the calm of her sacredness until the gushing, pushing it to the edge, edging, until the gushing winds twisted our limbs, uprooting our inhibitions, and plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind, I said. Then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. We'd be sticky and wet and yet still parched. Famished even, insatiable appetites just might be the death of us or the breath of us. But while I try to catch mine, listening to the reverb in your baritone moan, you're really starting to feel a lot like home, away from home. And that's that piece.
See, that's why I said that I was prepared. You didn't catch me slipping. You said some shit, though, but you didn't catch me slipping. I knew he was going to come with some dumb shit. So the very first line, jumping off the moon, I ain't finna fuck with you. I just need you to say that one more time for me. Just give me that. Give me that back.
I think it went like jumping off the moon, falling into you. The stars burn bright with envy and constellations dare to bear witness, molesting us with their persistence as I persist. To swallow the quiet thunderstorm rumbling in your chest.
Ooh. Swallow the what? Shit. That's some dope-ass writing right there. That's some dope-ass writing. You had a whole lot of lines throughout this piece that basically are on the same level as that, you know. I have a lot of little writings here about what I, you know, what you said, but shit. plastered our love language across the sheets like wind. To groove of midnight falling into noon. You say you were riding his what? You ain't got to repeat it. You ain't got to repeat it. Look, you got some hellified writing.
I appreciate you.
And
I
enjoy it. I am enjoying it on display. And you're becoming one of my favorite poets to listen to because, you know, you always come with that extra humbleness, but you have very clever writing. You're very, very clever writing. So I enjoy it. And I just want you to know that.
That
keep coming
means
back.
The world to me. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
so
you.
Hope to hear you again next show.
You already know.
Another poet tonight. We have a few more callers. We got about 40 minutes left of the show, but we're going to make it do what it do. So
yes, sir.
And spitting the piece.
Thank you.
Already. All right, so we can go to 562 on the mic. 562.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? This is Venom.
Hey, what's going on, Venom, man? I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
How
man,
have you
hey,
been?
Man, this show is,
have you
I'm good,
show?
Brother. I've been digging it, man. I've been digging it all the way from Brother Joe to where I am now, and then to hear Sister Taraji, man. I haven't heard her on a mic in a minute, and I mean,
right?
It felt like old times, man. It felt like old times.
Right? Isn't that a treat, man? Like, she don't even realize how big of a treat that is to us, that we haven't been able to hear her all this time. For her to spit with that signature, you know, energy, that voice, that power.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly,
yeah.
Brother,
hell
exactly.
Yeah.
And Kimbrella, you know, the hurricane came through and did her thing, you know. And I was like, man, I mean, it was all love, man. It was all love, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was dope. It's been dope tonight, man. It's continued to be,
yes.
You know, that kind of, you know, poetry. People are, you know, spitting their own shit, you know, which is what, you know, I definitely enjoy. No one is feeling that they have to copy anybody else. Nobody's feeling they have to follow anybody else. And that's what I want people to feel comfortable doing. You know, do your own thing. You know, do what, you know, you're compelled to do.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you only could be you, you know? You only could be you.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. That's what makes us as poets different. You know, everybody has their own style, their own unique way of speaking, their own unique way of delivering, you know, and it's like a melting pot of gumbo, you know, of poetry, you know?
Right on, right on. And, you know, that's what I've been blessed enough to have happen on this show. You know, when I first brought it back, I wasn't sure what I was going to get. I just knew I needed the old feel from the shows that I used to do when I came into Blog Talk around 2015. And that same
right.
old energy, that same old, we came to spit, and we came to give you that real, we came to give you that energy, that excited kind of shit that make you want to write, that excited kind of shit that make you want to keep listening after you spit. I didn't come to just keep my poetry. I came to keep listening. That's the kind of shit I wanted to develop, to see people continuing to listen to an entire show. It's almost a three-hour show, brother. It's almost a three-hour show. You
yeah,
know, I love,
I know,
you know how hard
man.
It is to have a three-hour fucking show? Look,
trust me, I know.
People are still on the mic. People are still listening.
Yeah.
People ain't hung up. I'm so proud of what this show has done, man. So I'm just good to be here. It feels really good to be a part of it. And I'm thankful to all of the poets who have continued to call in and spit, and the new people who come in and listen, and they get inspired to spit, you know, like you, because I had heard you before a couple of shows ago, and you came through, and now you're like a staple and shit. You know, that's the kind of shit I love, man. You know, I didn't even know.
I'm trying to make it happen.
You know, Taraji
and
them knew you and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have never heard
I know all of them,
Taraji,
man.
Taraji was telling about you. You came through and killed it and shit. Now you like part of the family. Like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. So, yeah.
That's what's up,
shit,
man.
This shit is fly, man. This shit is fly. But, yeah, man, before,
yeah.
you know, I get too hype and shit because I'm feeling it, I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you do. I'm getting a little excited
okay.
and shit. So, yeah.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. You should be. You should be. If you ain't excited about what you do, then you need to not do it. You know, you should also be excited and have love for what you do. you know.
Already.
That's real.
Already. That's definitely what's up, man. So I'm going to go ahead and press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. A mother screams as she sees the yellow tape. You see, her son was murdered and he was only 8. He's killed in a crossfire on black-on-black hate. You see, gangs in our community have people in fear while other races run to the suburbs or in the hills looking in the rear. What happened to am I my brother's keeper, or we need to protect our own? But instead, people roam the streets, not even being discreet, searching for another victim to see. We protest when a white cop kills one of our own black brothers and sisters, but let's be real. We kill each and every day one of our own, and not one word is spoken of by the end of the day. You see, we come from a nation of kings and queens who strive on family and respect and building things up. So why have we sunk to a lower standard in just a few decades? You see, the lack of stability has seemed to fade. But ask yourself a question. Do you see other races of people tearing down their communities with drugs, violence, and most of all, murder? Well, the answer, the truth is, yes. But why should we do such a thing when we reign this earth supreme as kings and queens? We were brought to America in chains and took the punishment of the white man, and as the black people, we stood tall through it all. But we can't always blame the white man for our situations. If we can't take a stand and demand more of ourselves, what happens when the next generation of young people are dead and gone? Then who will lead and carry on? You see, the hope and to be able to help people to cope. You see, instead, what's going to happen to them? They will probably repeat the same cycle of destruction. You see, bah! A black person died. Do you hear me? Bah! Another black person died today. And what do you have to say? You see, you turn on the news only to see another black person has died in the streets, but not by the hands of the people who wear the sheets. For the people who wear the sheets, they sit back and laugh. Less one less nigga that they have to deal with. But do you realize you're the demise of your own race? And this is such a disgrace. Black killing blacks is genocide. We become so numb that what we see, it doesn't bring a tear to our own eyes because it's considered normal. It's not a surprise. Why do you care? Black lives don't matter. When it did, did you think about it? When did we become a selfish race? Do you realize that the generation of people who were lynching our people had kids, and now these kids have grown up with the same hate, the same distrust, and they wear a badge that says, "In God we trust." Trust who? The police? The alphabet boys, meaning the FBI, the DEA, the CIA? This country's justice system is in disarray. You see, they're locking us up by the hundreds. Each and every day, people are protesting police obstruction when right in their own hood, we're facing black-on-black destruction. Because black lives don't matter. But what happened to the family structure when it's being broken down like a pipe ready to rupture? Because black lives don't matter. Because if they did, we would care more and not less. We would stand up for the death by blacks on blacks. We would get on the right side of the track. Stop being so busy twerking, trying to catch the bling, but create a ring of people who want to do the right type of thing. Despite the fight to do what's right outside the community, we need to make it in our society a priority because the Crips and the Bloods have killed many people of color just because of the clothing that they wore or the selling of drugs. You see, just in 1 year in Chicago alone, only 468 blacks were killed by other blacks, and this shows a lack of stability. But we're strong. We have the ability to change, to help others around to feel the same and not be a cause for blame. We need to have respect for ourselves, respect for our brothers, respect for our sisters, respect for our fellow man. And then we need to demand that we set the example within our own people first. Then there shouldn't be a reason for anyone to say black lives don't matter, Because in God's due time, all lives will matter. For right now, we want you all to know, it's not that we don't think other lives don't matter. We just want you to be clear that lives as black people matter too. Instinct.
You better say that shit, man. You got a whole lot of points here, man. I gotta address a couple of them. You know, you said a lot
okay.
of shit. Said a lot of shit.
Thank you, man.
So, for real, yes, it's an issue that black people kill black people.
Right.
But I also want to point out it's a proximity issue because white people kill white people at the same clip. But the problem is with media is we like to say, we have allowed them to say black on black crime. When there's white on white crime, we don't hear that shit. But they kill each other at the same clip. You know what I'm saying? So I got to put that out there. There's also the disclaimer I want to put out there. We have black rallies for our neighborhoods, and we are out there protesting. We're out there with the say, you know, stop the violence, you know, parades and marches. We're out there for the black community. We're out there saying we don't want these killings to happen. What the problem is, the same attention that's given to these when the cops kill us, we don't give. We don't have the phones out when those parades are there. We don't have the phones out when the marches are there because we do care about the black lives in our community. But the difference is, and this is what I hate hearing people say, not saying that you said it, when people say, you know, well, why are you worried about the cops? Because black people kill black people. That's bullshit because what happens when black people kill black people? They go to jail. When a cop kills a black person, they don't. And that's the problem we have.
Yep.
Problem
right on that.
They
right
don't
that.
Get put in prison. When a black person kills a black person, if they're caught, they go to fuck to jail.
Right.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
But you,
that's
piece,
real. You're right on that.
Put that
right
on my
that.
Mind. That piece made me think that shit. That piece made me want to have this conversation. And that's what I'm talking about poetry. Bro, you said some shit that riled me up on the inside. Like, I got to say something. Like, that's what I'm talking about, brother. You
hey,
spit shit like that
to
rile shit up. That's poetry. That's poetry,
right.
Bro. I definitely appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
That conversation that needs to be had in the community, you know, people need
exactly.
to understand, yes, we fucking up, but people do care about it, and we need to give them the limelight they deserve. There are so many organizations out there that are supportive of what's going on in our community. They're so supportive of stopping the violence in our community. They're so supportive of trying to get people out of gangs and into other programs and
right.
make them better people. There's so many people out there doing shit we don't acknowledge. We got to give them love for that shit.
Yeah, I'm, you know what, man? The one thing, too, man, you know, because I'm out here in Cali, man, and I heard my brother, you know, out here, you know, who was on a couple of people before me. And, you know, it's out here, it's so much killing still happening, but not as it used to be. But
right.
in other cities now across the country, killings have went in an uprise, you know, and
right.
until
right.
each community comes together and make it happen, you know, we got to have advocates. We got to have people who take the time with these youngsters, man, and teach them, hey, if you want to fight, fight fair. Ain't nothing wrong with scrapping. Ain't nothing wrong with getting them up, throwing them dogs. But you ain't got to pull no weapons out to take – let somebody – you know, it's that famous line in Friday. He said, hey, ain't nothing wrong with using your two hands. You live to see another day. You know,
right.
if you fight, you live to see another day. You might take a butt kicking. Okay, fine. But you ain't dead. And your family is still alive. And, you know, you still can chill with your family. And until we protect our own, until we protect what people are taking away from us, which is our family circle, it's going to continue to repeat. You know, you got so much going on, man, that can be better. That can really be better, and we as a people, this next generation of people need to come together enough has been said, so much with all the protesting from the 60s and 70s. Now here we are in 2021, and now it hasn't got worse. They're not sicking dogs on us. They're putting the bullets in us. Even more so,
right.
Every month.
The truth
if you
is,
look every month,
the motherfuckers been putting
month.
Dogs on us and bullets in us for 500 years. It ain't shit new. The only difference is we got the camera to prove that shit. That's the only difference. But I will add to what you said here. You know, we need to get back to that Black Wall Street mentality. You know, taking care of our own.
Like
that's
exactly.
one thing.
I've been saying
the
that.
The other
for
thing
long.
Is real talk. You know, a lot of us are real easy about saying, you know, this and that about these neighborhoods. But, you know, as brothers, I ain't calling out the sisters because the sisters do work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real about it. The sisters do motherfucking work. Brothers got to catch up. And that's real. Brothers, where the fuck is the mentors at? Where y'all at?
Right.
We can't keep talking
about
what the youth need. We can't keep talking about what the youth need to do. If we ain't going to step out there and mentor, these young people need to see successful black men doing shit with their lives. They can prove they're doing shit with their lives and say, this is the path you can take. This is it. We got a mentor. I have mentored in different states as I contracted. I've been around the country, and I would just find a place to mentor, and I would go in there and do what I can. But the fact is, every place I've gone, they've always said there's a shortage of brothers that mentor. That's the real deal. So we need to push for that because if we want to reach the youth,
but you know why there's a shortage of brothers, though? You know why there's a shortage of brothers?
I know it's a shortage of brothers for a lot of reasons. I know it's a shortage of brothers for a lot of reasons. You know, we make up 40% of the prison population just off the strength of
that. Exactly.
That's some fucked up shit right there. But what I'm saying is the brothers is out there right now. It's a lot of us.
Yeah.
That's successful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that
no
don't
doubt.
Come back
no
to the
doubt.
Hood, that are successful, that make it to the suburbs and never come back, that are successful,
they never come back.
Start
I
businesses,
I agree with that.
And they don't even go, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them brothers. It's plenty of us out there to make some sort of dent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's enough of us.
You're right on that.
But shit, I'm on the soapbox like a motherfucker, man. Let me get back to the sports. You got to be on the soapbox, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. I
don't
remember
you.
Where
Thank
I was at.
You.
Shit. I remember where I'm at. But yeah, man, that's what poetry does, man. We can definitely have these conversations because of poetry, and that's why I wrote the poem I did earlier. You know, this is our time. This is our time.
Right.
This is about us. We are writing the news of the day for the people 20, 30, 40, 100 years from now can read our poetry and say, this is what happened then. We are the archivers.
Right.
This is
that's
us.
Right.
So, yeah. I appreciate
you,
man,
thank
you, coming
my brother.
Through again.
I appreciate it.
And,
thank you.
Showing love to the show. And go ahead and go to the next caller, man. But, you know, again, I appreciate it.
All right. Peace. Thank you.
All righty. All right, so I'm going to go to the next caller here. I have 815 on the mic. I appreciate your patience. 815.
Happy. Pete, how are you doing? It's Gina Storm.
Hey, I'm great. Gina, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm just happy to be here. I was holding my breath listening. It's been a great
day. Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough night. It's been a tough night. People ain't been bullshitting tonight.
Not at all.
Bringing those pieces, bringing that energy, you know, I'm excited. I did a poem that I just wrote today, and that felt good for me because I hadn't written anything that was brand new in a minute. And for me to finish that piece today right before the show and spit it, that's the kind of energy we've had all night, like everybody kind of energy, like, you know.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you have been patient enough to continue to
it's
listen
to the
show.
It's been a wonderful show. Where would I go?
Shit. Damn near 3 hours. It's a long-ass show. Thankful that you had, you know, been able to listen.
I just dug in. This is a necessity, not an option.
Already. And that's what, you know, I love about poetry. Like, the shit has gone by so quickly. You know, it's been, you know, that long.
I was watching the clock. I'm going to be in and out like a robbery. I know you've probably got a couple more callers, but I've enjoyed the vibe, and I just want to add to it.
Right, already. So we always appreciate your particular freestyle and your skill, you know. So,
right.
I'm going to sip on Uncle Nearest while you do what you do. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
I've been doing a lot of listening, but I'm going in a different direction. I'm going to title my freestyle The ABCs of Love. It's like a throwback, an ode to old school love, because I'm old school, and that's what's acceptable to me. So A is for the afro that I am currently growing, and it's my crown. I feel like for a first time in a long time, I can be proud. My hair is full, thick, shiny, curly, naturally, and happily. I'm keeping it groomed, combed, clean, and tangle-free. Sometimes it's a chore, and sometimes I'm tender-headed, and I have to say ouch when I use a smaller comb, but I've been using the Pixel. It's been all right. One of the best things about having a man, and I would think the A for him would have to be an expertly trimmed beard. Facial hair that's on point, even if his head is bald. That's my joy. I like that a lot. I find it sexy. I'm going to go to the B. And the B I would like is for us to be ourselves always. To be honest and unafraid, unguarded and free. To love openly. To let go of past hurt. To feel like you're in a safe place. To live in a bubble of love that no one else can penetrate. See, I see that the things that have to cease are the baggage that we bring along with us. After you're at a certain time in your life, you just can't be bothered with certain things or any drama or trife. You just can't do it no more. Then you won't even put yourself through it. So you have to find somebody that's in that same place and you can be comfortable. It's not about being cuffed. It's about feeling like everything that needed to stop is at a cease. There's no battle. This isn't war. It's love, the way it was meant to be, classically and organically. That's all I need is the ABCs. I just want to have old school love and forever in peace.
Shit, you better talk about that old school love. Shit. Look here, we slipping on that. We've been slipping on that for a minute. You know, there's something to, you know, that old energy, that old love, you know, that just is natural and organic. You know, you can't even describe it to people. It's a beautiful thing.
I was having a conversation.
Not everyone is
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was having a conversation with a girlfriend the other day. We're the same age, and she said she missed sex. I said, you know what? I'm not saying that sex is overrated or not to be missed, but what I miss is dating. You know, when you're being courted, a man who comes to your door, he doesn't blow the horn or call you from the car and say, I'm outside. Picks you up, takes you out, holds your door, puts his hand in the small of your back, pulls out your chair, is polite and engaged. His phone is put away. He knows how to talk and eat and be respectful and courteous, and all of the things that a woman should be are generous and kind and gracious and lovely, smiling and off of her phone and engaged. So when you have that, it's an experience and not just an outing.
When you get loved on, it's a beautiful thing. You know,
I think that dating is still a real thing. So I just thought, let me put that out there, because for me, it's still a thing. I miss dating.
Right. And I'm thankful that you wrote a piece that conveyed that to the people out here, and I enjoyed hearing your piece. So, you know, as always, I'm thankful for you to come through.
I appreciate you.
I'm thankful that you continue to listen to the show. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. But again, I appreciate you for doing what you do, because I'm always impressed by the freestyle. So I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm welcome. Appreciate it. One love, one mic.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
Already. So I'm going to go to the next caller. We have 713 on the mic. 713.
Good evening.
Oh, we got people pressing one. Hey, what's going on?
Good evening.
Hello, hello. Let everybody know who we listen to tonight.
It's Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, calling out of Houston, Texas. Good evening,
already.
King.
All right. I'm having a great night. But, you know, I got people pressing while I'm tripping. We got 20 minutes left, 15 minutes left. Let me go ahead and let you get to the piece. People ready to spit tonight. Man, okay. I'm going to go ahead and press mute, and the mic is yours.
Yes, sir. This is called Romancing the Questions. Souls flow, finding each other, a cosmic union that is beyond the natural. Hands grasping each other through the metal pounding on a euphoric atmosphere, falling onto the earthly realm, wandering through the forest of the negatives, searching for the light, investigation of the illumination, swimming through the gutter, walking through fields of dirt, scars left behind from painful days, hearts so seared with pain it flows into the bloodstream, rushing through the nervous system out of the mouth with sobs so low they can't be heard. Stitching up the torn and broken alone, being left to find the answers to life's mysteries to self. Fires of desires unquenched, burning deeply. Nectar of longing continuously, escaping reality through imagination, flying on angel wings and riding on unicorns to a place where pain is no longer the meal of the day. Music is sweet and beautiful as it conquers the negatives. Rhapsodies and melodies of dreams, percussion of the necessary. Once again, the spirit flows upward towards heaven, gate to find its mate. Connection through clouds and sun rays, vibration through wires unseen. If you can't handle the tip of the iceberg, you'll never comprehend the mountain below. Horrific experiences so severe, most would lose their minds. Roaming, roaming, searching, searching for life, not to be a lie. Two essences intertwined in the ultimate romancing, joy of life's truthfulness. What? Who, when, where, how, why, determined. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
As always, I love, you know, that you come through and spit the romantic pieces the way you do. You know, love conquered the negative. If you can't handle the tip of the iceberg, you know, you can't handle the mountain below. There's a lot of lines in this piece, and I think that, you know, you conveyed them well. Understanding that there's a short span, I'm sorry that I can go too deep. We've got about 13 minutes left in the show. But, again, I appreciate what you did. I'm going to go to the next caller, and I thank you for being patient for me to get to you to speak your piece.
No problem. Much love. Continued successes.
All righty. I'm going to go to the next call. We have 502 on the mic. You on mute? All right, we might have 502 on mute. So this is what I'm going to do here. I don't normally do this. But since we're so close to the end of the show and I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to spit, I'm going to open up the last three mics. All right, so we have 919. I'm going to open you up. Then we have 501. I'm going to open you up. And then we have 832. I'm going to open you up. So what we're going to do here is give you an opportunity to spit your piece before the event ends. I got about 10 minutes. But because you guys press 1, I want to give you a chance to spit. So 919, I want you to spit first. 501, I want you to spit right after them directly. 832 is going to end the show, and that's how we're going to do it. And then I'll say something before we end the show. So starting with 919, if you don't mind, the mic is yours. I'm going to press mute. It's on you.
Yes, sir. This is Granville, and I'm going to do a short piece for you. This is called Knowledge. I have loved knowledge all of my life. I have followed her, courted her, wooed her, loved her from a distance, up close and personal. Always the focus of my gaze, I loved or cherished none more. And this morning, as I awaken, opened my eyes, and there she laid beside me, my lover. Soundly asleep she lays, and I am comforted. Wisdom stands guard at my doors and acknowledges my rising. With understanding round and about, ever present the glory of God, my benefactor and strength of my life. The morning favors me, for there are no strange bedfellows here. As love is in the air, we frolic and play under the auspices of the Almighty God Himself. And there be no higher power. Thank you very much. Thank you.
My queen, your every step will be guarded. We shall set a phalanx to the left and phalanx to the right of you. And I alone shall lead the vanguard. With my Smith and Wesson, I will keep them guessing from which direction came the blast that crushed their minuscule insurrection. I shall be as a thief, no clues, only questions of my detection, as I serve these ingots, my cooking like piping hot convections. You feel protected, you're adorned in chest protections, but at night headshots beckon like beacons as my eye poke through the scope. I'm that stick in your spokes, that monkey wrench in your works. If they work like Magneto, so fly that I float. When I stop, I hover. When I pop the trunk, they shall seek cover. With more bounce to the ounce than a barrel of blubber, I bust like rubbers. Stay in the lane like Clubber. And delivering the backhand like Danny Glover. Me envision your pendant leaking, got my heart beating. You're getting carried away like Bernie's weekend. I'll be telling your peeps you're sleeping. The pleasure. It's gotta be something to be murdered by pure metaphor. As these smart bombs soar into the serena and kill to death, a schema, a walking misdemeanor, made me lose my temper and dismember of a chicken contender. Note to self, gotta remember, my medication, or like Banner, I be wondering where I be awaking. More anticipated than constipation. Can you hear my elation and my oral palpitation? You should have stayed at home alone and played your station, but not your belly that I be baking. Since I was in the deep end of the playpen, heads and limbs, needle pads and pins were my best friends. A poetic writer since Bubble Fed and Tide Fighters, crushing itty-bitty spiders under AF-1s and Tims. One dude leg still kicking from the smack that he received in the murder mitten. Smiting kittens. Boy, you couldn't even pass guild admissions. Not even AT&T could decipher the cellular division of my mission when I phase like vision. My kittens be bagging cats like kittens. But merely kidding. When I'm taking heads, you can feel the quicken. As this gymnast be flipping, my ink be dripping. My poor pen salivates for it getting hardly wait. The sepial path scratches his verses in a slab of slate. So I just suggest you just ingest these metaphors from this poet of war. That I express like babes, catch the wave like coke in my banana boat. I'm hopelessly dope, breaking your ribs on the lope, on the ropes with ad-libs, more poor than the Pope. Got them coming clean like soap. And I'm relentless, like Jason, in the forest blazing. Beef don't be grazing. Beef don't be closely shaven. Beef be feeding the ravens. So quaff the raven. In peace.
I got the survival skills of Bobby Seale. They can't harm me. Renegades, say what the fuck I want to say. I'm Marcus Garvey. I'm the entire UNIA mix with the Black Panther Party. Always for the people, only militant with broke or deadly if you're trying to harm me. Most tactical with my sabbatical. Many mental vacations, dedication is my meditation. The problem is rid of all the predation. The army can't disarm me. My devices are licensed for facing these conflicts other to the universe. All my man is the most peaceful people I've ever come. The violence at this ain't 60 people would not be violent. So, well, now, until all this is fixed, we can handle it like some gentlemen to some gangster shit. But, yeah. You know what we gotta do? Seattle, fuck around and make us let them get loose. You think they're wild, and before you ain't even seen half of what they can do. What's sad is even if in their young age, they are just as tired as we are in their young too. Plus, they're awakening. And trust me when I say they're very capable of things you couldn't possibly think of. That's so ingenious and scary. And they're aware of the history now, so all the strategies vary. You really have to prove what you're up against. We've been meek for far too long and now we're taking offense, but don't get it twisted, though. The next time you see him outside your home, just be aware. They are not alone. Peace.
Well, that's how you motherfuckers end the show. Now, I know this is Keith Williams on the end of the mic. I'm going to bring in 919 and 501. Just let everybody know who you are on the mic. I know that was Keith. But who's 501? 501, what's your name, bro?
Oh, man, it's Just Jay, man. I was on mute, man. It ain't nobody, dude.
Okay.
It's Just Jay.
No, I don't want to hear that bullshit. That's not, I don't want to hear that bullshit. 501 is putting
you
it
You already
in.
Heard it.
All right, 919. What's your name, bro?
Granville. Granville John Hedgington, but my poetry name is Granville.
Already. Right. Look here, man. If you can see the event page, I want you to put your name on the event page, let everybody see who you are, give everybody a chance to connect with you. Everybody already know Keith. You know, he the show killer. He do what he do. You know, Keith the notebook, motherfucking pilot. We already know that. But we got 2 minutes left on the show. So I wanted to tell y'all I appreciated y'all poetry. Y'all had some motherfucking dope-ass lines. Y'all killed it. I'm glad that I was able to get y'all in before everything went blank. But listen, we got 2 minutes left in the show. I appreciate y'all for pressing one, and I hope that you guys come back to the next show so I can properly, you know, let you know what I thought about the.
I will. I definitely do that.
Yes, sir. Again, I appreciate y'all. And
definitely. That was honored to be on the show, man.
So, yeah, hit up the event page if you can and let everybody know who you are. And I'm going to go ahead and let us go out here. We got about a minute left. So this is Renaissance Poetry. You are listening to Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And hopefully, you know, we get to do this again in a couple of weeks. Peace out.
This is it.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.